things. Had a bed in it that was just something for the book, because everybody talked about Miss Pearl's bed. It was perfect. These king-size beds now, I don't believe would even equal it. You never saw such a bed in all your life. Anyway, she didn't want the bed, and she didn't want... You see, she had an apartment, and probably... she probably couldn't have gotten that in it. And so she picked out what she wanted. And one day, somebody called me, and it was the pilgrimage was in progress, and I was just ready to go where I was going to receive that day. Somebody called me and said, "You better see about that secretary. Mr. Battle's about to send it." So Harris came to take me to wherever I was going. I think that's how I happened to be in touch with him between that time in the morning. I think he came to, he had the car and he came to take me where I was going. So I told him that about what this message was, and I said, "I'm going to have to see about it." Well, when I saw him again at the middle of the day or late in the afternoon, whichever way it was, he said, "Well, I bought the secretary." I said, "You did? What on earth?" He said, "Well, I saw Mr. Battle on the street, and I was afraid that to wait about it, and I asked him about it, and I bought it." And I said, "Well, what did you pay for?" When he told me what he paid for, I said, "Well, I don't want it. I just wouldn't have it at that price. I don't care that much about it." He said, "Well, I've already paid him, gave him money, because I was afraid that he might change his mind, and I thought you wanted it." So I'm glad, even though he was held up for it, I'm glad that he did it, because I wouldn't... I'd rather have it than one just bought out of any antique shop, you know. But I think that he told Harris, you know, "Well, I have somebody who wants it such and such a price." So Harris topped that. That's what I got to be. But I know just as well, it wouldn't have sold nearly as high as one of the shorter ones, because there's so many people couldn't even get in the house.
That's true. Through the carving, the legs are...
Those little posts in there are pretty, aren't they?
And the legs are messy.
And you know, there's a little burnt place in that drawer, and I have thought about having it. There's just no way to camouflage it. If it was fixed, that you could see a little block put in. And I've just thought, and a lot of people have said, "Well, I believe I would rather leave it than have a patch." And I think that I don't believe that it was in there when my aunt had it. I think that what happened was that Miss Pearl, during the time she was living when my aunt willed this to Mr. Battle. So, and the way that house, it had no central heat, and they would just huddle up around the fireplace. And I think they had this drawer there full of letters or something, and some coal, red hot coal, fell down there and burnt that. I don't believe it happened in my aunt's, because I can just see these people sitting around this fireplace, because they were, you know, in those days, of course, there were a lot of cold houses, because there was one near the central heat there is now. But they always seemed to be that they were right upon the fender.
And they were just cold pipes?
Yeah, yes. It could easily roll down, because you'd see people's rugs sometimes burned, you know, where something would roll down. And
well, you mentioned the fireplace. Were you talking about this?
It's usable and everything, but it's just I have a summer front there just to save all the trouble that you have, you know, with.